Well, good morning from Huntsville, Alabama, in the tiny greenhouse.
March 1st. Welcome to March, yes.
First day of the new year.
What?
There's a story there. So I've decided, since January was a bit of a wash for me, I was sick for 2 weeks. We had the whole septic system go south, $21,000.
Yeah.
That was bad. And, you know, Machu Picchu closed, and it was just a bad month. And then February was largely recovery for me. I'm just recovering from the month.
It was your birthday month, though.
Birthday month. And I thought, realistically, I journaled this morning, February 5th was actually the start of my new year. Because the new year for me doesn't actually start on January 1st. It starts every February 5th. If you think about it, have you ever thought about that?
Nope.
My new year starts on my birthday, because now I'm starting. So I am in my 60th year. I'm not 60 yet, but I'm in my 60th year. So I just decided to start at March 1st today because I feel better. I feel like depression is lifting. That's good.
Wait. So a few minutes ago, your birthday was the start of your new year. Now it's March.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, is the start of your new year, like, every day?
No, I moved it to March 1st because, as I mentioned, someone wasn't apparently listening. February was recovery month.
Well,
I was just recovering from January.
Then you said, my new year begins on my birthday, February 5th. You made a strong point there.
I said, technically, it begins on February 5th.
Oh, so...
Oh,
actually...
Should we throw a red flag? Do you want to challenge it? That would just be great. There's the first challenge on the pastors. What did Bruce actually say?
So do you...
I have a feeling that Roger would probably win that challenge.
Do you whenever your new year is, do you do New Year's resolutions?
Well, no, I don't. That's actually... I just thought about yesterday. You know what? Resolution. I love words. Etymology
yes.
of words. It's a resolution. Think about it. To solve again. I'm like, isn't that an interesting word? So we start the new year with, I'm going to solve something this year, and we make resolutions. My resolutions are not resolutions. So I'm just changing some things. I decided to get on board. So I read a book in 2017 called Wake Up and Live.
I got my resolution. I read my one book for 2000.
It's the last time I read a book. 2017 called Wake Up and Live. This was by Dorothy Brand. It was a book that was written right around 1929 and went on to sell several million copies, which in 1929 is ridiculous.
It's a pretty good number.
That's a pretty good number. And I was reading it concurrent to reading the Gospel of John on my 6-week trip. Anyway, the whole idea of that book was stop just sitting there and do the things that you're meant to do. This idea of wake up and live. And her, of course, her take on the whole thing was, you know, you've heard of The Secret and you've heard of other things, you know, the laws of attraction. But her secret was approach every task as though you couldn't possibly fail at it. Because she had tried several times to write a novel and got like 1/10 of the way through it. She wrote a couple of magazine articles, but she really wanted to be a writer.
Uh-huh.
So she just had this, for her, it was this epiphany. What if I approached each task like I couldn't possibly fail at it, like I was going to succeed at it? And so she, like, very quickly wrote the book, Wake Up and Live, based on this epiphany, which, of course, then went on. And then she wrote several more books after that. It's very interesting how her life changed from that point on. But I was reading it concurrent to the book of John, which reminded me of Wake Up and Live, because that's where, this is what I journaled this morning, that's where Jesus says, it's to the Father's glory that you bear much fruit. In other words, God wants us to bear much fruit. It's his desire. It's his joy. It's his glory. And I'm like, I just want to be on board with that. Not striving, but serving.
Yep.
So anyway, I got up this morning. I actually woke up earlier than normal. I was planning to get up at 5:30, but I got up at 5:15, had my coffee and Bible time and prayer time. And then I did a 15-minute workout.
Yeah.
Which felt so good. Well, you don't have to do killer workouts.
No, 15, right?
15 minutes. That's
because
my cardio is in great.
Right.
And I did my blood pressure reading twice, which is running 116 over like 75.
You must have had a recent doctor visit.
I went to the doctor last Friday. Well, my blood pressure always goes up at the doctor because I freak out. I just walk in the office and there's all these white coats and scrubs and I'm just like, my heart just starts beating faster.
Why are you putting that band around my arm?
Why does it hurt so much? It hurts
so
bad.
It's out of control. It's squeezing the life out of me.
So my first reading was like 170 over 90. And they're like, oh my gosh. I said,
we're going to take you to the ER.
Right. I'm like, I have white coat syndrome. They're like, really? So the doctor took it like 20 minutes later and it was 130 over 80, you know, which is still right. Slightly high. So anyway, I've taken it three times since. I just got my own cuff. He said, I want you to get a cuff that you can have at home and do it.
Yeah, Dora's got one at home. Yep.
So I've done it three times, and it's never been more than 116 over 76.
That's good.
Isn't that interesting? That's actually very low. My heart rate runs around 53 to 55.
I got to check mine again. After almost a year ago this week, I had my amnesia incident, you know, where my memory disappeared for about, you know, 24 hours.
That was weird.
It was weird. But coming out of that, I was very conscious, much more conscious. You know, they said, yeah, keep an eye on your blood pressure,
whatever. Blood pressure was a little high. Spike during that
was
thing.
It was during that thing. And he said, it's a little high. No cause for alarm. But then I started paying more attention. I would start.
Anytime the doctor says no cause for alarm, you feel alarmed. Why is he saying no cause for alarm?
No need to worry here.
Right.
But yes, I became much more, a little more attuned. I just wanted to stay ahead of, because my thought has always been, okay, certain things are going to go downhill with age. Blood pressure is a common thing. There are other kinds of things. And I'm the kind who would like to stay ahead of that as long as I can. I can't control all of life. But like before I'd ever have to take medication.
Right.
Nothing wrong with medication.
Do you take any medication right now?
I don't take any medication right now.
I take three medications right now.
Yeah, but
that's because I've dealt with more mental illness than you have.
Right.
So depression, anxiety has been part of my story for a long time. And then acid reflux. So I take something for...
So again, I don't have any... reflux. You know, some kind of thing about taking medicine that it's wrong or that's not trusting God or something. But what I like to do is start with in other words, like even for me, rather than taking vitamins, I would just rather, if I need a particular vitamin, I want to start eating foods with that vitamin.
Yeah.
Before
spinach,
I'm going to.
Brussels sprouts.
I take painkiller when pain is really bad. But you know, if I have some pain, I don't want to be the first thing is pop a pill or first thing is. So there's some very legitimate uses for medication and so on. But I like to start with the natural, start with what can I do exercise wise? What can I do diet wise that would help blood pressure or blood sugars? Now, again, you can have a diabetic
coma.
diagnosis where you have to have insulin and so on.
Well, the other thing that I'm learning is a lot of our health problems are genetic and hereditary.
Yeah.
So when you understand
can't do
that,
much about that.
So here's the thing: my cholesterol is great. My good cholesterol is very good. My bad cholesterol is good. The percentages are good, but I realize a lot of that's just related to family history and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, our family's always had beautiful cholesterol.
Yes, people have always spoken highly of our cholesterol.
I
have other friends that are in fantastic shape, that are in great shape, but are on cholesterol medication, and some of that is just genetic and hereditary.
Right.
In other words, it's not like they're eating poorly, like they have pizza seven times a week and
right.
McDonald's and all that kind of stuff. All that to say, good doctor's report, healthy, other than the blood pressure, you know, spiking in the office, but it's always spiked in the office, but I was glad my little home blood pressure system said that, no, you're in sterling condition. Sterling.
It's almost like this is my affirmation for the day. I'm going to put the cuff on and get my, you're doing great, Bruce.
You're doing great. Unless, of course, I have a faulty cuff, then that would be bad.
My.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
No, I was thinking back to the question of where I've morphed with resolutions, if you would. Because I used to like the idea of the new year as a fresh slate. And I can start a new pattern. And so...
Every August 19th.
No, I didn't go off your plan. I went off that old standby calendar year.
Blah, blah, blah. It's
great. Our American calendar. So, yeah, me around December 31st, I was planning those resolutions. But what a shift that I realized the problem with that is, like, it was always like, okay, this is the fresh slate. So I'm going to have these resolutions start off pretty well. But like things are really well. You get into mid-February and you're killing them, but then something goes wrong. Well, it's like your fresh slate is blown up. Now you've got to wait till December
31st. That's why I started on March 1st. See, I am now, I'm just starting when everyone else is failing. It's like Nate Bargatze said about all the other planets. Hey, we are doing really, really well. I've done some research on the planet. They're going nowhere, okay? We're almost over, you know, and they haven't even started. So I'm actually starting my new year when most people are like wrapping up their resolutions for the year.
Well, where I've landed, it has a similarity to that is...
You keep saying this landing thing. This is your word for the day? It's like you had a talk with someone. I'm going to use the word landed 6 times today.
The landing. Stick the landing.
Where have you the landed, Raj?
Well, for me, my landing point has been...
Chuckle track.
Like, why was I thinking... I now enjoy each day as a fresh slate, where I'm going into, you think about the pressure of a year.
What was your resolution for today?
Is fix our audio so it will pick up Bruce's voice. Jeez. I've already failed at that resolution.
Yeah, first day of the new year, gone. Of the new day, gone.
So I...
Can't be good.
So I have this... where I go, you think about a year is like, it's too big. Why am I, where I can look, go into any given day. What I've loved is, even I come at this word, his mercies are new every morning, which is always to me, the translation, you have a fresh slate every day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Every day you start off, whatever... Resolve whatever you didn't solve yesterday, whatever you blew yesterday.
You can actually resolve today.
But when you blow a year, you've got to wait till the new year. And I realized there were points where I got depressed. I screwed up. Even if I went as long as March with some resolution, it was like, oh. And then it's like, well, let's short it to a day. And I might get to the end of a day and say, there's some things that I would have liked to have done differently. But you know what? There's new mercy tomorrow. I get a clean slate. Now, again, it's not a word, of course, about any long-term planning or even people making long-term resolutions. But it's like, even if I didn't exercise yesterday, well, I can do that today. I'm not... I think sometimes with a year resolution, I was trying to set some kind of record. Like, as if I'm going to get the whole year.
That would be a whole podcast in itself. The idea of records and
right.
And even keeping records and what records are good. It's like I'm keeping a record of my blood pressure now because my doctor wants me to for a month. But you're right. And here, this the power of a day, because Jesus would talk more about a day than
a day.
He would talk about, don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has its own trouble.
Yes.
I'm going to share that on day 5 of the Trans Catalina Trail trip because the fifth day. I'm going to share it on day 4 because the fifth day is brutal. Like you're going to go uphill all day and feel like it never stops. And I'm going to like, don't worry about that.
And never get anywhere.
I'm going to use that little analogy that you've heard about how do you eat an elephant.
Don't do it.
One
please.
Bite at a time.
Don't, no.
How do you climb that mountain? One step at a time.
Okay, but you can do that.
Wouldn't it be fun? I just want to throw some people off with praying now, because often when people pray, they say, thank you for this day. It's interesting how many people do that. That's sort of how we were taught.
Right.
But wouldn't it be fun to say, thank you for this decade, and just watch what happens in the room. Thank you for this millennium. You're right. We often say thank you for this day. And as I've told you many times, I now pray through the Lord's Prayer every day, because he talks about daily bread. And I'm like, that sort of indicates this is a daily prayer.
Let's think about that for a second. Aren't there a lot of daily admonitions? It seems like
encourage one another daily.
Jesus was constantly today. The night comes, no one can. I'm going to do the Father's work today. He was very.
You're right.
Very
said that a lot.
Present in.
Night is coming when no one can work. So we got to work while it's day.
While it's day. So right now, here's the thing. Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own.
Yep.
Jesus would say at some point there's. But here's the other thing. You don't even know if you'll have tomorrow. Why are you even? You don't even know. It's. Again, not saying there's never a place for resolutions for a year or a five-year plan.
No, planning, right.
But what you do have is right now. What we have right now is this podcast. We're using the moment.
Do we?
We don't even know if our audio. We don't even know if our audio is working.
No,
we
James,
may not even exist.
James said, how does it, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring forth. Don't presume upon tomorrow. Was that James? Your life is but a vapor. Don't say we'll go into this city or this town or this country in my case and make money, because you don't know what's going to happen in that country. It's so funny. There was a little protest in Tel Aviv yesterday. I'm like, yeah, great. Every place I'm going, let's have some protests. Something to just make it fun.
Teach us a number of our days. I just think the things where. Where living in the past gets us an unhealthy place, and living in the future.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I can't.
Today, enter into his rest. Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
There is so much about presence and the day. This day. Maybe that is why that part of my routine, discipline, whatever we want to call it, habit, is to spend time in scripture and prayer in the morning, because it's a new day.
Right.
And this day is an important day. Here's the thing. I don't know how important this day might be. I don't know what a day will hold. That's a powerful word right there. I don't know who I'll interact with today.
Nope.
I don't know who God's going to connect me with today that needs some word of encouragement. The whole thing of encourage one another daily.
Daily.
It's one of the few places in scripture that says do this every single day.
Right.
Encourage them.
Thanks is another, you know, in everything, give thanks.
You're
this idea that
pray without ceasing.
So you're praying every day, you're giving thanks every day, there's new mercy every day, you're encouraging every day.
Oh, and we talked about this in our Monday night. Roger hosted us for dinner Monday night, rang the bell. We talked to you about the little bells that we have in our house. We don't ring ours very often because. Well, we're not cooking a lot these days, but we are going to ring it more and have them over for salad. But I was just, and I shared this with a client yesterday, because I was reminded of the beauty and the joy of forgiveness every day. So when I pray the Lord's Prayer, it's actually the disciples' prayer, but, you know, forgive us of our sins, even as we forgive those who have sinned against us, you know, and every day I pray, God, no one owes me anything. And I try to think through, is there any person that took advantage of me, or tried to cheat me, or take from me, or say a word of gossip about me, or whatever. And I always pray, known or unknown to me, I pray that you'd forgive them. They don't owe me anything. I realize, gosh, I'm free. It's just the gift of forgiveness, not just God's forgiveness of me or others forget, but the gift of no one owes me anything. I'm completely free. So much. I don't think people realize how much negative energy we expend not forgiving people. Or holding something against someone.
Right. No, the phrase comes from forgive one another daily.
Daily.
In other words, it's this, certainly the Lord teaching us to pray. That was a day, you know, give us today our daily bread. This is a daily prayer. But if we are, so what are we daily? Well, we're daily forgiving. Yes, we're daily asking God to forgive others, forgive us. We're, and it's just the Lord's Prayer was about today. It was about living for your kingdom come today. Your will be done today. So to start, that part of that fresh slate is,
yes,
okay, I woke up this morning. That's a grace from God. So now I have the stewardship of today. I don't know if I'll have tomorrow. I don't even know if I'll have later today. But I've got right now. So let's live right now. What's the Father up to now? What does the Lord want today? Yeah.
Wake up and live.
Wake up and live.
Well, I mean, Scripture can tell me, wake up a sleeper. And I wonder how often, you know, I've been thinking more about my own passion for the kingdom. Marlena had posed a question to me and to the four of us in one of our conversations about, wondered if I was, she had missed my passion. Now I realize Marlena is not at most of my speaking events. So Marlena used to hear me preaching and teaching every Sunday. So she doesn't hear that regularly now.
Yep.
And Lord knows she doesn't listen to this podcast. So she doesn't hear a lot
only
of.
Only three people do.
Only three people do. That's great.
Looking at our latest analytics.
No, we've had over 5,500 views. I thought that was pretty, was shocked by that.
That's over years.
That's over years, but still. Okay, I'm grasping at straws here. But I realized that I was praying this morning, God help me refine the treasure hidden in the field. That was my prayer this morning. Because I do think I've waned, and I think that's part of the human journey.
Yes, I do.
We have these strong seasons of seeking God and seeking his kingdom and pursuing him. And then life happens. And I realized last year, like so much stuff happened last year. The farm happened and just stuff. And you can get caught up in all of those things and very.
Wasn't Zach's accident last?
No, that was 2021.
Okay, that was the year before.
2020.
Okay.
That was 2020.
Yes, so, there was gobs of.
But there's just. And I realized I don't want to just fall in love with the farm and everything out there and lose my love for the kingdom. Because I remember back in 1995 when we planted what is now Crosspoint Church, the passion that I had for the kingdom of heaven and the joy that it brought pursuing that and wanting others to know that and experience that. And I'm like, all right. I want that again. I want to experience that again. And I'm on a journey toward joy this year.
But the word that, and the Bible reminds us more than once, love can get choked. You can lose your first love.
Yeah, it can get choked.
Your love can cool off. You can become lukewarm. The love of many, Jesus said, will grow cold. Words that have always sobered me.
Sure.
Realize what you're saying. The most important loves in our lives ebb and flow. We've got to ask God to keep the most important ones hot. It's fine to love food. It's fine to love pleasure and entertainment. It's fine. These are gifts from God, but how do we keep that love for God first, that love for people, keep those on the front two burners? They just tend to, whatever it is, the cares of life. So yes, it's a great daily prayer to keep my passion white hot, my love. That's what, I was reading yesterday, Philippians chapter 1, Paul says, he says this thing to the Philippians. Now, Paul's in jail. He's writing this church that he started in Philippi. And he starts off, you know, I think about you guys all the time. He said, and I pray, every time I think about you, I pray for you. What did he pray? Later he gets, this is what I thought. So what was every single time that Paul prayed for the Philippian church? He gets down to like verse 8 or 9. He says, here's what I pray. Here's what I pray for you. He says, I pray that your love who abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so you can discern every good path, something like that.
Yes.
You know, and I realize, how often am I praying for others, for you?
That their love will grow.
That their, he says, every time I think about you, I pray for you. Here's what I pray. And then it hit me, Bruce, when I thought, I hope people are praying that for me. I asked people in my morning, my little morning video, I said, when you pray for me, pray that my love will abound more. Pray my love won't grow cold. What isn't a great thing to pray for people.
And isn't it a beautiful thing that people pray for us? You know, your wife sent me a text yesterday and she said in their prayer group, someone just out of the blue started praying for me at like 11:35.
That's right.
She and told I was me, yeah. So, but I was so encouraged by that. Just because I know mom and dad pray for, well, I'm not sure mom prays for me by name now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I have so many people that do pray for me that I don't even know. And I was thankful and I was thanking the Lord for the people that I don't know that are praying for me. Who yes. knows how that lifts me up or encourages me. But even getting that note from her yesterday, I'm like, oh, that was beautiful that someone. And then I got a call at 8:20 yesterday when I was supposed to be in a counseling session, but they had canceled it. And it was from another client that just said, hey, I wanted you to know I was praying for you this morning. So two times in
yesterday.
One day,
wow!
God reminded me that, hey, Bruce, people are praying for you. And I think it's just a reminder that I do matter. Like, you know, because I struggle. I've told you before, I struggle at that level. Do I really matter? Does what I do or not do really
sure.
matter? And I'm like, yes, it does. And since our podcast on greatness, it really has helped me a lot. Because I'm realizing every little thing I do, I just can hear I can kind of hear Roger's voice, but as the voice of God going, that's great. That's great. Anytime we serve,
yep.
that it is the whisper of God going, that's great.
Yeah.
That such good podcast. If you haven't listened to that one, that was 3 episodes ago, I think. But just redefining greatness. And we got a lot of feedback on that. There was a guy doing a wedding or something that
oh, yeah?
a message that he was going to use that as part of his wrap up and his Jesus to take on greatness. Good times.
No, it's a good word. So if we think of it just for living it a day, let's work on love.
Work on love.
And ask God, pray for people. But maybe that's part of the point, is that any act of love matters. That is great. That is significant. But I think for me, it was so helpful to narrow down. You know, a year is way too big a chunk. And trying to
yeah.
some people, that may be right in their wheelhouse. They process that. But I realize just for myself, I do much better with today.
Daily resolutions.
Right. What am I going to pray for today? What am I going to, but even what we said, start just the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer anchors where to go. Okay. The day is yours. What do you want to be up to? Who do you want me to love? Who do you want me, you know, who do you want me to pray for? Provide what I need for today.
Yep.
Didn't, you know, pray for your monthly food. Pray just for today. Stay in today. What's the ditty? Is there a
stay in today and don't feel dismay when things aren't going your way, because tomorrow's a new day.
I think we just got out of today.
I got right into tomorrow.
You just
okay. Don't that. It's not our ditty for the. That's not the ditty. For today. I will say that was
Jesus' way
following
is to
the words
live
of
for today.
Jesus, a lady on the PCT years ago told me, because we were talking about how to get across this river in the morning, and she
right.
goes, that's a problem for tomorrow's Bruce. And I'm like, that's a great word. That's
yep.
a problem for tomorrow's Bruce. So for today, we're going to sit by the river and enjoy dinner.
So this is today's podcast. Enjoy. We don't know if there'll be any more, but you have today.
In 30 minutes or less.
And what a blessing this has been, I'm sure, for all of you.
I hope we've earned the value of your time given.